Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. It's been a while. It's been a while since we've been out here like this together, huh? Did you miss it? I think I might have missed it. I did one of these yesterday during my lunch where I was actually walking. You know, out back walking. And now I'm out back walking on my pre-established path back to it, since my plantar fasciitis is allowing me to walk again. Walk without pain, I should say. Or discomfort. Let's go with the word discomfort. It's warm out here. I bought a jacket. I don't know why I'd be cold. It's to the point where I'm cold in my apartment. And it seems like it's warmer outside. It must be some draft or something going on in my apartment. Because I'm sitting in there and I get chills. I don't know if I'm cold or I get chills or whatever it is. I thought it was humidity. I got a humidifier. Closing up windows, doors, shutting doors. Putting stuff on the floor to kind of block airflow. All of that. So when I leave the apartment, I usually overdress. And I get out here, and I'm carrying jackets and stuff that I really, really just don't need. And even now I'm wearing this long sleeve t-shirt. That I'm about ready to take off too. Jesus. But it feels good to be back out here walking. Back out here, squirrels. Usually I'm riding my bike. I'm zooming past all this stuff. Used to be out here for years walking. And I think walking is a more robust exercise than the glider. Or biking. Not sure why, but I do. I think walking is more strenuous or more taxing or whatever the word you want to be. But it's good to be back out here again. Holding a selfie stick. I'm using my old phone, the Galaxy S9 that I have set up in my apartment for when I'm on the glider. I just took it down, put it on the old selfie stick that I had to repair. I repaired this selfie stick and I stopped using it because the Galaxy S22 big phone and the case for it doesn't quite fit this selfie stick. So this one was just kind of like a spare that I had hanging around, and I kind of fixed it, made it work. Made it be able to do something, just in case. And now I pull it out and use it like the old days. Like the old days, huh? Back out here walking. Beautiful, you can see the summer. Not summer, but the sun out here in Southern California. Need to set the alarm too. I need to turn around at 11:30. Start going back to get back home at 11:50 or so. Punch in and get at it. What does the ITIL stand for? I was gonna say, did it work? I'm studying to take an ITIL test. Information, technology, something. I don't even know. I can't remember what the acronym ITIL stands for. And the test is about ITIL. Information technology, logistics, basically. Running a service department and the different aspects of putting together service plan, service management, and all that stuff. So, and I took a practice test yesterday. I paid $13, got a practice test from Udemy. And I got 72% on it. But I did study a little, you know. Past few weeks during my development time, I did study a little. So I did have some background, even though I can't remember what ITIL stands for. And that's the whole reason. That's the course name and thing I'm studying. So I'm studying for that. That's fine. That's kind of fun. It's fun to have a goal or a challenge, because we're going through our annual review things. They got set up a more involved participatory evaluation system that lasts all year long, where you have to update things periodically and maintain your development time. Development time is when you study and research stuff. Hour a week we get. And so I was doing that last few weeks. So I got, you know, a few hours in, 3-4 hours studying. So I did okay. I got 72 on the test. 40 questions. Not bad for the first practice test. So that's that. Yeah, I'll walk. I got up. I was laying in the bed. Oh my God. Laying in the bed feels so good. Did it get big? One thing about walking, you see a lot more stuff. And by stuff, I mean shit. Literally. Dog, human, whatever. Walking, you see a lot more of it. Riding the bike, not so much. Treadmill, I don't see that. I mean, exercise glider, I don't see any. Feels good though, kinda. Ain't walked in a while, my foot feels good. I'm still wearing the insole arch support, the generic size 13 Dr. Scholl's plantar fasciitis over the counter insole. It's definitely a difference. I can feel the difference from when I walk without it, when I do walk with it, when I walk with it and with without it. And it's just like shit everywhere. Every 10 feet it's shit. As long as you don't step in it, I guess you're good. You know? As long as you don't step in it, I'm thinking you're good. Everywhere you go on one side, you go to the other side. No matter where you go, it's just shit everywhere. And it's to the point now, too, when I get up in the morning and I weigh myself, I can just about predict what it's going to say. Yesterday, I nailed it. Today, I nailed it. I was like, it's going to say 206 something, because I know how much I weigh when I lay down, before I lay down. I know how much I ate after I laid down. Yes, I know how much I ate after I laid down. And I got to gauge that. And I usually come up with the number. I just got to put together a weekend. So Friday, we have a recording session. So that should keep me from being super lazy. There'll be eating, but that should keep me from being super lazy. And then Saturday I work, which really should keep me. Then after that, I'm going out to my mother's house. So that should keep me moving. For the Super Bowl, oh, we gonna eat during the Super Bowl. We gonna eat during the Super Bowl. I think, anyway. How did I think about it? I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go out there. So I was like, I always watch the Super Bowl with my mother's, with my mother and sister and my niece, I guess. Now that she's aware of what football is, since she went to UCLA. And, you know, they have a football team, so all of a sudden, you know, there's a little bit of relevancy for football there. She says that when they watch the game, among her friends, she's the football authority. She'd be explaining the game to them. And she was always the one, like, you know, amongst us, who we was like, we treated like a little kid who don't know nothing about football. Now she go around her people. She the guru. Yeah, walking is a different experience. Now somebody might say, why not jog? Why not run? And you would be correct for asking that. You would be correct. I feel like I should do more rigorous exercises, at least occasionally. What I really want to do is like play basketball or something where I had to make quick moves and changes of direction and work on agility and stuff like that. Jumping and running, cutting. Oh, that's right. I got two phones, so I can pick up this phone and look and see what time it is. I got 3 minutes. Then I need to turn around. Okay. I should call the lawyer. I'm gonna call her. I'll call her. Text her. Probate lawyer. I hadn't heard from her in a while. I just want to get it wrapped up at this point. I meant to set the alarm. I just walked to the corner there and turned around. Not sure how many steps I'm getting. I'd be happy to get in. Let me see if I walked 50 minutes. Should get 5,000 steps in. Usually get about 100 a minute. So I think I left about 11:07. Trying to get back at 11:50. So 43-minute walk, should get 4,300 steps in or something like that. I guess I could check. That's no fun. Ooh, this having two phones. It's kind of nice because I can, like, do stuff. $2,400, I'll take it. If I get back with about 5,000, I'll be happy. That'll be about 50 minutes of walking. I'll be happy. I get about 5, and then between calls, I can get on the glider. Whole idea is between breaks and lunch, I get 1,500, and about 3,000 steps. So about 6,000 steps during work. So if I can get 3,000 to 4,000 before work, that kind of ensures that I'll make 10,000 after, before work is over. And I don't have to do anything after work. Which may be something that I might want to think about doing. Huh. I might want to consider getting some steps in after work. You know, just to, you know, make my loop, turn around. Yeah, I can feel you see me taking the breaths, so I can feel I don't know what the word is. I can feel not exhaustion, but wear, tiredness or exertion. I can feel exertion. I don't know what the word is, but I can feel my body is like it's letting me know we're doing something, and that feels good. It lets me know that we're out here at least. And I'm at, I was at 2:06 this morning, which isn't horrible, but I was down at like the 199s. If I can get, I want to get back below 200, but I know to do that, it's going to take a push. And I don't know if I have the discipline right now to make that push happen. But I loaded up my schedule next couple weeks. Maybe next month. Just to, you know, keep me busy. Weather's breaking, sun is out. It's energy, you know, my energy is better because of the weather, no doubt. Sun brings it out, wakes things up. Get rid of that cold, just takes things out of me. Feels good to be out here. I used to do this every day. Used to walk miles every morning. Wow, I used to walk all the way back every morning. I fell off of that. I wonder if I ever get back on it. Slippery slope too, just very slowly, gradually fell out of that. I had worked myself up to, I was getting up at 9 o'clock, walking for 2 hours every morning before work. Seems like a long time ago. Seems like a very, very long time ago. And it feels like I can't, feels like I might not be able to get back to that. From where I'm at now mentally, I might not even be able to get back to it. That's what kind of has me, not concerned, but being overly dramatic about it. But it's real. It actually does feel that way. It's like the uphill to get back there would be, you know, all I gotta do is just wake up and do it. Maybe I need to get back to walking. Actually, I think it'd be a hybrid. It'd be walking, biking, gliding, and doing other stuff. It's gonna have to be a hybrid of stuff. And it's cool. Okay. I think I'm done. Swinging on y'all two times. For me. For me. For the phone. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. It's about the totality of it all, y'all. An hypothesis. A hypothesis. Of all is one. I keep wanting to go a hypothesis or an hypothesis. And I differentiate usually in mid-delivery of said phrase. An idea. See, and you say and I because it's a vowel. Idea is an idea. Would be an idea because idea starts with a vowel. And you use a for non-vowel next words. And that's my understanding of it. A theory of universe. I'm out.